All right, agenda item number 12. Request for public hearing pertaining to Summer Flounder. Mr. Semino, we're in the home stretch.
Yeah. I do have some blue paper for you. And as procedurally, as Mr. Neal just pointed out, this would be a request for emergency amendment and then a request for a public hearing as well. So, this is an item that's been become familiar to all of you, the offshore summer flounder fishery, an important fishery to us. And unfortunately, the process of working with emergency amendments is also something we're familiar with. We did our best to avoid that this time, and in fact, we would have made it if it wasn't for that change in commission dates. So it's the November 1st date that got us. So we started this out as a request for a public hearing so that we can make some simple amendments to the flounder regulation where we're setting a new trip limit for them, a new vessel limit for when they come in. We do that based on a few things. We do that based on the openings of other states. When New Jersey and North Carolina will be landing their flounder, we usually like to start our season either offset or perhaps concurrent, depending on the size of the trip limits. And the trip limit itself is, of course, based on the remaining quota we have. We did work with industry and those other states. We got a date. We got a trip limit. The trip limit that we feel comfortable setting is 7,500 pounds. Where the emergency amendment comes in is, as I said, if we had requested a public hearing in October, we would have been fine. But currently, what's in regulation, it states that the season will open November 1 for a 10,000-pound trip limit. Of course, we wouldn't be meeting until November 1 and wouldn't be able to make an effective date to lower that trip limit until a later point. And we do need to lower that trip limit because it's currently 10,000 pounds, and we don't have the remaining quota to allow vessels coming in with that. So we are working with them. We do want to send the message that more than likely we will still have the public hearing in November to make this a permanent part of the regulation. We are in hopes that there won't be any changes, and what we would be doing November 1 is adopting these amendments as permanent. But they are looking to make that adjustment to 7,500 pounds, and they're actually looking to push that November 1 start date back to November 10th, which would put them after the New Jersey opening and allow that, and prevent flooding of the market and spread it out a little bit.
It's a request for public hearing.
An emergency regulation.
And an emergency.
An emergency regulation, correct. The will of the commission.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.